We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Tzadik Vav Siv Tes. Misha Meis LeMeis B'Shabbos. If somebody lost a close relative on Shabbos, Kivin Das L'Kavar Ayoyim, since burial may not take place on Shabbos, L'Chol Olav Aninus, the Halachas of Aninus don't apply, and Mutter V'Bosser V'Yayin, he's allowed to eat meat, he's allowed to drink wine, V'Chai B'Chol HaMitzvahs, he has to do all mitzvahs, Chutz Mitash and Shemitah Shasalei, he may not have relations. Gam Osloi Talmud Torah, he may not learn Davin Dvarim Shebetzina, because this is things that are done privately, and Avelis Betzina does apply. From Shliach Tzibur, if he's about Tefillah, Im Yesh Achal Espala, if there's someone else that can do so, Lo Espala, who he shouldn't be the one. From Lek Acher, if there's no one else, Yispala, who. Even though he's not allowed to learn what one may learn during Avelis or during Tisha B'Av, he may learn. And furthermore, if he's allowed to do Shnai Mikra Vechetargum, he's allowed to say, if he says every Shabbos Tehillim, he's allowed to say Tehillim also, and certainly all the tefillahs that are normally said on Shabbos, he may say also. If a parent is the one that passed away, Yochalam Kadosh Makam Shen Avelim, he could say Kaddish if there are no other Avelim. And here too, this halacha is applicable in their world where where not everybody said Kaddish. But by us, where most shuls, the meaning is that everybody says Kaddish, he could say Kaddish as well. Abba Mokum Shah Avelim, Layom Kaddish Kodim Kvura. Again, if that's a place that they only have one person saying Kaddish. Vim Aina Huava Mikvar, but if he's already an Oval, Al Ovaval Imoi, for a parent, or she has yartzeit, or he has yartzeit that day, yomer kaddish, he could say kaddish k'mo shar avol yartzeit. Sif yud samach l'erev, right before night, kari krishma b'lei bracha, he should say krishma without brichas krishma. Venim spal arvus, he can't have a mayor because the night is already weekday and he's an oinen. Venim avdu matzah shabbos, he doesn't say avdolah. Umutah loy lecha b'lei avdolah, even though one may normally not eat before hearing Havdalah, he may. Lachash Yitva Meis, Yavdal HaKos, after the Kfura, that's when he says Havdalah. Afil al Nikva Adla Machar, even if the Meis is not buried until Sunday, Yochel Lahavdal HaKos, he could say Havdalah after the Kfura, Filoy al Ner Psamim. The best thing would, if he heard Havdalah, he doesn't have to say Havdalah again. The Mutah Lahavdal, Ad Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, Havdalah can be said until Tuesday. With Tefillah Shachar Shumaspalo, when he's davening Shachar after the Kfura, Shloyav is Manoi, because as long as the Kfura was when he could still daven Shachar, he won't say Atachanatanu, he won't say Atachanatanu. However, there are opinions that if somebody lost a relative of Matzoi Shabbos, after was already Matzoi Shabbos, just he had not yet davened Mayriv, so he should say Shachar twice, because he should have said Mayriv, and he has to say Shachar twice, once for Shachar, and once the Shemoneh Esrei is a Tashlumim for the Shemoneh Esrei of Mayriv that he should have davened. Sif Yudal, from Tzorach Leis Erev Lelechtem Bebeisoi, at Tchum Soif, the Tchum Shabbos, if at evening, he has to be at the Tchum, Kedei Sheyel B'Motzei Shabbos L'Mokam Acher, B'Shvil Tzorach Yemeis, he has to be there because like that, he could make funeral arrangements. Or should tzorach leis erev lasev as a gaboyim the chaver kedisha, or he has to meet the chaver kedisha lahashvus imam by mak makvura to decide on a burial place. As miyat shischalachlas ulasak b'sarach emes, as soon as he starts to do things because of the nifter, cholal of aninus the halachas of aninus apply to him. Sif yud beis meis be'erev shabbos leis mincha. If somebody passed, if he lost a relative Erev Shabbos Mincha time, be'inyan she'yef shel kavur kodem Shabbos, where it's impossible for the kvura to take place before Shabbos, gam spal gam mincha be'erev Shabbos, not only does he daven the Shabbos tefillahs, but even the mincha of Erev Shabbos does he daven. Sif yud gimel, meis b'yom rishon shel yontif, if he lost a relative on the first day of yontif, im roitz l'kavur al yom ha'edev k'chavim, what halacha is, you could do a kvura through nochrim on that day. If that's the plan, Chol Olav Miyad Aninus, then aninus he becomes an einim. B'koshkin b'chol yom sheni, and certainly so is the halacha on the second day of Yontif, shiyachal kavroi batzmoi, then the second day Yontif, even a Yisrael could do a kvura, the cholala miyad aninus, and if that's the plan, he becomes an einus. The filamena roitz l'kavra hayoim. If somebody has a relative on the second night of Yontif, so makam shenagru the kavra de Yisrael, if the minhag hamakam there is that they do the kfura through a Jew, so then noig dinan alayas afilu belayla, he becomes an oinen. Venom kiddush, and therefore he can't say kiddush. Venom chabasu and shesiyim can't eat meat or drink wine. Avbel Yontif rishin. But on the first night of Yontif, or afilu b'leil Yontif Sheni, or even the second night, the makom shenagu sasagam b'Yontif Sheni dafka idev t'chavim, in a place where the minig is that even if they do a kfur on Yontif Sheni, they don't use Yisraelim, they only use Nachrim, then ein linig din and linus b'leila at night, there is no halach of aninus. Sif tezav mishu oinim b'matzah Yontif, if somebody is an oinim on matzah Yontif, so he can't make avdolah as we learned earlier. Yavdu b'yom shalachav, he should make Havdalah the next day. Avloi achakach, but he can't make Havdalah past the day after Yontif. Ki Havdalah sh'yontif, unlike Shabbos, where we learned Havdalah could be the ever said till Tuesday, Havdalah of Yontif, eino zmana ela ad shoyf ayom shalachav, can only be said for one day after the Yontif. Sifta zayin, oinu sheish lebay ben lomol. If somebody is an oinim, and he also has a son to do bris milan, if they could do the kfura before they finish chakras, as yispalo kvarim tchila, so let the people who are involved in the levaya davin, then do the kfura, and then do the bris. However, if that is impossible, they should make the bris. The sandik yivark bris brachas lechnisoi. The sandik is the one that makes the bracha. So the meis mila, if we have to do both of them, mila kademis. But the oinen, as we just said, can make the bracha, but he can come to the bris mila. An oinen should not be a sandik nor a kvater. There's a machloikis if a mile is an oinen could do a bris mila. Sif Yitzayin, Oinen Ba'or La'ba'asar, if somebody is Oinen on the night of B'dikas Chametz, Yas Shlich Livdak as a Chametz, you should ask a Shlich to do the B'dikas Chametz. The Kol Chamira, regarding Kol Chamira, Yoimer Ba'atzmai, that he should say by himself. Sif Yitches, Oinen B'Layel Sfira Sa'oimer, if somebody is Oinen on the night during the Sfira, La'yisba B'Layel, he shouldn't count at night, Ela B'Yoim Lacha Kfur, he should count by day after the Kfur took place. Yisper, the loy bracha. He can't make a bracha because by day we don't make a bracha. And b'shar lailas achkach, but all the other nights after that, then he'll be able, yisper b'bracha, he'll be able to count with a bracha. V'mroi b'yoyim, but if he sees even the day that day as well, ki ha'aninus timshach ara laila, that the aninus is going to continue until the night, the kvura won't take place for that whole day. So then he should count, even though he's an oinen, he should count without making a bracha. Today, she is b'shalayos for bracha, that he shouldn't lose any of the other nights of being able to count the sphere with a bracha. Sif yotes misha meis b'tfisa. If somebody died in prison, rechmal etzlan, v'moshel ein roitz litn l'kfura, and he's not being released, achit le'man mahabe until much money is paid. L'chola al krayvim aninus. The krayvim don't become oinenim. V'gam avelus l'chola leim. They don't become avelim. Kim shleinus yashu l'kavroi. They still expect to bury him. Metzapim l'spashim emoshel. They hope to come to terms with the government. V'kein im krayvim ameisem b'tfisa. If the relatives of the person who was nifter are in jail, ein yuchayim l'asik mitzarchem emes. So they're in a place where they can't be of any help involved in the levaya. Ein aninus chalaleim, they don't become oinenim. Sif Chaf, b'makom hashnit nadas, in a place where there's a rule, shloi likvas ames adalacha abba b'am shmoni shos, until 48 hours after the p'tira, after the death, the halacha of aninus applies. Similarly, there are places where they don't do levayas at night. Still, if somebody loses the relative at night, he becomes anoinen. After the 48-hour period, he will be buried. They have to do whatever they can for the kavod ames. To prepare the tachrichim, to prepare the coffin, lachan anoshim, to prepare people. Ab yontif sheni, if it's the second day yontif, under these circumstances, yesh lahokal lafatu repnin aninus, we could be a little more lenient. Sheyesh lakavir macht kudus amalchus, that if it's the second day yontif and burial can't take place because of some government regulation, they're not considered oinanim. Sivchaval ben makomis and askarim. In these places, lefisha choshim, in a place that we're concerned, shloim tzu anoshim l'taras ameis, b'kir sheni me'es l'es lachem ha'isoi, that we won't find people to make the tahara 24 hours after the passing. V'kem tzu l'tar tekev lachem ha'isoi. So what they do is they do the tahara immediately. U'l'sam ba'arim sholem, and they put them into a coffin for mokav v'mata with an opening on the bottom. As la'acha shehusim be'orin, after the nes was put into such a coffin, peturim midin aninus, the halachas of aninus no longer apply, for noig din avelus, the halachas of avelus kick in. Makom makom tzricha limnos shiva, the counting of the shiva only begins, b'shor shi yisosim agoyel bekever, from when the mace is completely buried. Sivcha beis, misha mace to mace v'una yedeya, if somebody lost a relative and he's not aware of that loss, if there's no one else to take care of the snifter, to make the arrangements, he should be informed. If the other people are doing the funeral arrangements, he should not be informed of the patir of his relative until he first gets a chance to daven. If somebody's wife lost a relative, v'inei das, but she's not aware of it, yesh lo labal lahachmer, a husband should be careful in that period of time, shlo l'sham shema, not to have relatives with her. The minig in Klal Yisrael is that if a child died as a nafel, there's no aninus. A katan, even though the halacha of avelus applied to somebody who's a katan, there's no aninus by a katan.